But what if I fail? I'm scared of failing. Lots of people fail at that. Fail, fail, fail. And everybody who's ever succeeded will tell you that they failed, 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 and that is why they succeeded. So what does failure actually mean? Of course, it just means giving up. If you have a dream, you have a goal, you want to achieve something, you want to go somewhere, you want to do something, and you don't, then you failed. But if you keep having a go and you keep getting back up again and you keep giving it a shot and you never give up, then you're never a failure. You've never failed. So what are people scared of, really? We know we're not scared of failing. We can say it as many times as we want to, but we've all done stuff before that hasn't turned out, hasn't worked out, hasn't given us the result that we wanted. And we didn't die, and we didn't, even if we did make a fool of ourselves, we still learnt from it. And it didn't kill us, and it wasn't anything but a learning experience. We know what it feels like to make mistakes. So is it really that we're scared of failing? Or are we scared of succeeding? Because with success in any way, shape or form, even if the success for you simply means being happy, can I assure you that when you are a happy person all of the time, every day, 7 days a week, that is one of the reasons why people will criticize you, try and pull you down. The grumpy people hate it when you are happy all the time. So if you are a happy person, be aware that there will be people that pull you down, criticize you, say negative things about you just because you're a happy person. If you add to that success, which includes wealth, it includes being famous, it includes doing something that adds massive value to the world, you've produced a product or a service that lots of people want to buy, any of those successes, and you have a look at it in sporting famous people, actors, singers, all of those people who have succeeded in any way, shape or form, also have to accept that when you succeed, people will say negative things about you. People who have failed in the past, so people who have given it a shot to be a sports person or a movie star or a singer or successful in business or created a product or a service, they had a crack at it, it didn't work for them and they didn't have another crack at it, so in other words, they failed, they don't want you to succeed. And if you do, it's really embarrassing for them. So they will criticize you, they will be negative towards you, they will make comment about you that you may not like. And isn't that ultimately what we might be scared of? We're scared of not everybody liking us. We're scared of people saying nasty things about us. And what about this? Are we scared that we won't know what to do when we are successful? Will we know how to dress? Will we know how to meet new people? Will we know how to speak in public? Will we know how to speak on television? Will we know how to act at a 5-star hotel? How to treat people in a very expensive venue? I watch people regularly. They go to a 5-star hotel, for instance, and it's like that you can tell it's the first time they've been there because they look really uncomfortable, like they don't belong. And if you don't feel like you deserve your success, if you don't feel like you're an amazing person, if you don't feel like you deserve the very best in your life, then you'll feel uncomfortable with success. You'll feel uncomfortable with beautiful things. You'll feel uncomfortable having the best in your life, even though you do deserve it. Because when you have put in a big effort, and when you put in 100% every time, and when you add value to the world, and when you have created a product or a service that adds value to other people's world, and they want to pay for it, then you are deserving of all the fantastic things that life has to offer. But we've been told all of our lives, you can't do that, you're not good enough, you don't have enough experience, all the things, all the negative things that people are happy to feed us. And by the way, who are the people that are happy to feed us that stuff? The people that have had a go and failed. The people that fell over and stayed down. The people that didn't have a go because they were too scared to have a go because perhaps they were too scared of success. They were too scared that somebody would say negative things about them. So even though they had a dream and they had a goal and they wanted to achieve something, they didn't because they were too scared of success. So if you become successful, of course, they will want to pull you down. It'll prove that they're wrong and it can be done. And they're the ones that have been saying all along, you can't do that because you're too dumb or you're too inexperienced or you don't have enough money. So ultimately, happiness and success, and to me, they're the same thing, because if you are incredibly happy every day, you are a success. Doesn't matter what you're doing. the best way to make that happen in your life is to ignore everything that's going on around you except how can I add massive value to people's lives? How can I add service to people's lives that they will appreciate? How can I be the best person I can possibly be? How can I be respectful? What do I need to do every day to be disciplined so I can achieve this goal and make it happen? And regardless of what people tell you, whether you can do it or you can't do it, whether you'll be good enough once you've done it, it doesn't matter. Because ultimately, the person that lives in your life every day, 24/7, is you. You're the one that has to look in the mirror at the end of your life and say, am I a could've, should've, would've person? Or am I a did it person? I've done it. I achieved it. I had a go at everything I wanted to have a go at. And I'm really proud and of my entire life. And I'm really proud that my life can be used as an example of what happens when you give everything a crack, when you give everything a go, when you make your life exactly the way you want it to be. So rather than being scared of success or scared of failure or scared of anything, be brave, be courageous. Being courageous simply means feeling the fear and do it anyway. Even if you are scared of success, if you are scared of going to a five-star hotel because you might pick up the wrong fork. By the way, the people who work in five-star hotels are trained to take no notice if you pick up the wrong fork. And if they're really good at what they do, they'll very quietly give you the right fork. You can learn everything you need to learn about success, but what people won't be able to teach you, what you'll have to do from your own experience, is go out there and have a go. Do it because you want to, and do it because you want to live a life of abundance and excitement and happiness, not one of regret and one that at the end of it you say, I could have, should have, would have, but I didn't.